Russia sets a September 1st launch date for the Digital Ruble Bank of Russia. Governor Elvira Nabiullina said the country is ready to launch its digital ruble on September 1st, according to a July 3rd post from CoinMarketCap citing her latest remarks. The statement moves the central bank digital currency, CBDC, from a pilot that has run since 2023 toward a scheduled national rollout. A digital ruble is not cryptocurrency in the way most people use the word. It is a third form of central bank money, sitting alongside physical cash and commercial bank deposits, issued directly by the Bank of Russia and held in wallets on a platform the central bank operates. Every unit is a liability of the state, and every transfer runs through infrastructure the regulator controls. The pilot moves to a real deadline. Russia has been testing the digital ruble with a limited group of banks, businesses, and consumers for more than 2 years. Real transactions, from retail purchases to transfers, have run on the platform in controlled conditions. A confirmed September 1st date turns that experiment into a policy commitment with a calendar attached. The rollout is expected to be phased rather than instant. Large banks connect first, followed by smaller institutions, with mandatory acceptance for major merchants arriving on a staggered timeline. That gradual approach mirrors how China has scaled its ECNY and how the European Central Bank has framed its own digital euro work. For a government operating under heavy sanctions, a domestic settlement system that does not depend on foreign correspondent banks carries obvious appeal. The digital ruble runs entirely on Russian infrastructure, which reduces exposure to payment channels that Western institutions can cut off. A CBDC is the opposite of permissionless crypto, the design goals of a CBDC point in a different direction from the assets that most crypto holders keep. Bitcoin, stablecoins, and the balances people load onto crypto cards settle on open networks, where no single operator can freeze a wallet by policy. A central bank digital currency inverts that. The issuer can see balances, and programmable features can in principle restrict where, when, or on what a unit is spent. That control is the selling point for a central bank and the concern for privacy-minded users. Nabiullina has previously framed the digital ruble as a tool for cheaper payments and financial inclusion. Critics inside and outside Russia have focused on the surveillance surface a fully traceable state currency creates, especially in a country where capital controls are already tight and access to Western banking has narrowed. For ordinary Russian residents, the practical effect depends on how spending is treated. If digital ruble wallets carry limits or monitoring that cash does not, the incentive to hold value in dollar-pegged stablecoins or in self-custody wallets grows rather than shrinks. Demand for USDT inside sanctioned and capital-controlled markets has already shown up as sustained premiums elsewhere, a pattern visible in India, where the token has traded well above the dollar. The state money race widens. Russia is not launching in isolation. More than 130 countries have explored or piloted CBDCs, and the pace has picked up as governments watch dollar stablecoins spread across emerging markets. A live digital ruble adds a large economy to the short list of states that have committed to a firm switch-on date rather than an open-ended study phase. The competitive tension is between two models of digital money. One is issued and controlled by a central bank, fully identifiable and programmable. The other is issued by private companies or protocols and moves on permissionless rails that users can hold directly. Both are growing at once, and the September 1st date sharpens the contrast rather than resolving it. Crypto prices showed no direct reaction to the CBDC news, which is a domestic payment story rather than a market catalyst. As of July 3, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $61,308, up 0.6% on the day, while Ether sat around $1,704 after a 4.1% gain per CoinMarketCap's market snapshot. The fear and greed index read 22 in fear territory.